Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Doc Medic. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Williams and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Williams and he is out, Perez applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Date strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Page steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Page moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyrone hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Page takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Page steals second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lowenstein hits a fly ball towards left. Page settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Page. Lowenstein moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Date bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lowenstein moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lacey. Kuiper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bocht bunts towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Norris moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Larval Blanks pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Dave Justy now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Norris scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott pinch hits for Rob Picciola. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Marty Perez. Sid Monge now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Box scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Lentz moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Lentz now playing second base. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Page throws the ball into Scott, who tags Fosse trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Box settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.